In a moment, there's going to be craft activities around the church. But before we move to those, I just want to reflect with you on the importance of asking questions. Just for a moment. I wonder whether in your family, in your home, you have some questions that keep cropping up time and time again. In our family, ever since my children were very, very young, to when now they're very, very old, one of the favourite questions in our household was, why? Why, Dad, why? And one wonderful thing about why is that it's a question you can keep asking, because every answer has another why behind it, doesn't it? So kids, never give up asking why. Eventually, you'll know your parents just get to the point where they say, just because. And then you know it's time to stop asking why. Even in our house today, I don't know if I dare tell you this, sometimes one of the favourite questions is why? Why should I eat with my knife and fork when Jesus never did? If you've got a good answer to that, I'd like to hear it at the end on the way out. Why? Another great question that I remember time and time again from about the time we moved out of the driveway on holiday, you've all heard it, is, are we nearly there yet? And of course, it has to be said in a particular way, doesn't it? Are we nearly there yet? Okay, and the more times you can do that, my advice is don't do it till at least you get on the motorway. Okay, because otherwise you'll really drive your parents crazy. Another question that's often asked in our household is this, how much? And sometimes it's asked like this, how much? Especially if the boys have been to Jack Wills. I could have got 5 shirts for that price. How much? Hands up if you ask how much quite often. Quite a lot of you. And it's that question I just want to stick with for a moment. How many of you under know this story? How many of you know this story? You do. And what's it called? Can you remember? Does it begin with guess? What is it? Guess how much I love you. Guess how much I love you. If you don't know it, you must get it. Okay? It's available on Amazon. I didn't write it. Great story about two hares, and the little hare wanted to know how much the big hare loves the little hare. And that's the question that I think is answered on Good Friday. It's one of the questions that's answered on Good Friday. When we say to God, how much do you love me? If someone loves you, there are ways that they will sometimes show you that they love you. Love is an active thing, isn't it? So if someone loves you, you know they love you if they give you their last Rolo. That's still true, isn't it? Even though the adverts don't say that anymore. You'll know they love you if they give you the last cupcake. Or if they share something really precious with you, like their favourite cuddly. If someone's prepared to share their favourite cuddly, it means they love you very much. And that's true for us as adults too. If we've got a favourite toy, if you love the vicar very much, you'll want to share your favourite toy with the vicar at any time in the coming week. Would be lovely. Sometimes if we love someone, we'll give gifts to them. It's a way of saying, I love you. Sometimes one of the most precious things that people can give is time. You know someone loves you when they put aside time to be with you. And the other thing that tells us someone loves us is when they open their lives to us, when they're prepared to be intimate with us and show us that they love us. And the question behind Good Friday is this question to God: how much do you love me? How much do you love me? How much do you care? A question we all ask, especially when times are tough. And Jesus, before he died, talking to his disciples, said this: greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus says, that's on a different scale than lending you something or even giving you a Rolo. To lay down your life for your friends. And then Jesus goes on to his disciples to say, I no longer call you servants, because the servant doesn't know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. And at the very heart of the Easter story, at the heart of today, is this extraordinary truth that God himself, our creator, in Jesus, when we say, how much do you love me, says this much as he gives up his life for every one of us, for you and for me. However young or old you are, however religious or unreligious you feel, Jesus says, I love you this much as he dies. And that's such an amazing thing that we celebrate it not just every Easter, but all through the year. But particularly today, I'd like us just to think about Jesus saying to us, this much as he dies. And to help us do that, we're going to have some different activities around the church. Now, some of you may want to just stay still, and that's fine. There'll be some pictures on the screen and some music just to reflect on Jesus dying on the cross. But around the church, there are different things. And as I say, the activities are for all ages. So please don't think it's only for children. Over there, there are some scratch crosses. These are often the favourites. And as you scratch the cross off with a little stick that's there, you'll see wonderful colours and you can write on them. Take them away, tie them up, stick them somewhere at home. On that side, we've got some wooden crosses. You can do the same, lots of pens. You can colour them in and make them really beautiful. And as you do so, can I invite you to be thinking of Jesus saying this much to you? There's also at the back some crosswords, some word searches, some colouring in. And at the in the chancel here, again, some more word searches and colouring in, but also some Play-Doh. And you can make a cross. You can make Jesus on the cross in Play-Doh if you'd like to do that. So a number of things around the church. And we'll just have about 15 minutes, and then I'll invite us to come back together before our service ends. But please, adults, do join in and do something creative as we reflect on Jesus saying to you and me, this much.